perfect 6-0 on the season. Three weekends of hockey, beating St. Thomas a combined 7-1, beating Wisconsin a combined 7-2, beating Minnesota State Mankato combined 7-5, outscoring your opponent a combined 21-8, 28% on the power play, 95% on the penalty kill. That number two ranking for St. Cloud State, probably deserved. But Bemidji State deserved the win last night. At least for a night, the Huskies reign over. Three minutes in, the Huskies up 1-0. Huskies get an odd man rush. Matthias Scholl steals a would-be goal. Beavers take a penalty. One had a sneaking suspicion this isn't going well. But after the five-minute mark, Bemidji State played great.
It's pretty simple. People think defense is just playing good defense, but it's all the other aspects that go with it. And that's what makes St. Cloud as well. I mean, they're so good with the puck. When I say the puck, they manage it. If it's dicey, it's out. They don't take chances, and you have to, because you know, we all know when things smell bad on the ice. You know, when it smells bad, and when it smells bad, you got to live to fight another day. And our guys are doing a pretty good job of that.
The Beavers tied the game on a hard-working play by Elias Rosen, putting the puck to a dirty area right out front.
Martin circles back up top of the right circle, leaves it for Elias Rosen at the right point. Rosen drives towards the net, feeds it out in front. This goal! Erie Weissonen! And the Beavers have tied it up. 2:35 left in the second. What a play by Elias Rosen to get that puck down low.
He is amazing. What anticipation, too. Jumps up on the play earlier in the shift, and then what a one-handed play as he's falling down, slides it to the slot, and Weissonen puts it home.
Another hard-working goal by freshman Adam Flamang. There aren't too many guys that can say their first career goal was scored off their backside. He can.
It hit my backside. Went in the net. We'll take it.
Beavers would add an empty netter late, cruise to a 3-1 win over the Huskies last night. For a night anyway, the Dogs' days were over. Does that mean the Dogs' days are going to be over again tonight? No. Does that mean the Beavers will win again tonight? Maybe. Bemidji State's going to need to work just as hard tonight as they did last night. For a night, the Dogs' days were over. Beaver fans hope that for a second straight night, the Dogs' days are over. Budweiser pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.